A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Nun Zayin, Kesubas 57a, pagination is 113. We'll start from the beginning of the Mishnah, about 10 lines up in the middle of a line. Nosnim lebesula shneim asar chodesh. We grant a girl who's getting married for the first time 12 months mishatava habaal, from the time that the husband says, I'd like to consummate the marriage. You grant her 12 months of preparation time, lefarnes es atzma, to put herself together, to get herself ready. Rashi says that this is referring to lahachin tachshiteha, to prepare her ornaments, her herbs, whatever it takes, 12 months to get herself ready. Now, the concept over here was that they would do Kiddushin early on when she was still young. Our case over here would be typically that she was still a Ketana. It was understood that the husband would not have relations with her until after the actual Chasna, which would happen perhaps years later. From the time that the husband says, okay, you're on notice now, we're on go mode, I'd like to go ahead and proceed with the marriage, at that moment, she gets 12 months to get herself together. Keep in mind that different girls would end up getting married at different ages, and being that she was still young, she was not getting ready until he gave the word that he wants her to be ready. We'll see later what would happen if she's already an older girl, a little bit more mature, and accustomed to having ornaments and herbs and whatever she's used to, then it would be handled differently. But here we're talking about a girl who's first maturing. Uchashem shenosim le'isha, just as we grant a woman an amount of time to prepare, kach nosnim le'ish lefarnes es atzmo, a similar amount of time is given to the man to prepare himself. Ula almana shloshim yom. If she is a widow, she's been previously married, then she only gets 30 days, as Rashi explains, because she's familiar with tachshitim, with the ornaments and herbs, and she doesn't need as much time, she just gets 30 days. Lahalacha, this concept is brought, and the amount of time given to the man reflects the woman's amount of time. In Simen Nun Vav, the Mefarshim point out that if she's an almana, this is the second time she's doing this, but it's his first time, he's still only going to get the 30-day allotment in terms of proceeding over here towards the marriage. Interestingly, the Chelkas Mechokek in Sifkaton Beis discusses a case where a girl has had Erusin. She's had the clock run already towards the 12 months, but it didn't materialize, it didn't work out. The husband died, divorced her, whatever. When she deals with her second husband, she's allowed to ask for another 12 months, because she's allowed to argue, "Daiti lehiskashet lefnei hasheni yoser melefnei harishon," I want to prepare better this time. And she would have that understanding entitled to her. Let's turn the page to the top of Amud Beis. On the second line, the Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, how do you know that a girl needs 12 months to prepare for the chasna? To prepare herself specifically. Amar Rav Chista Damakra, it's based on a pasuk regarding Rivka. Vayomer Achia Ve'ima, her brother and mother said, remember in the story with Eliezer Eved Avraham, that Besuel, the father, is dead, and Lavan and the mother represent the family. Teshiv hanara itanu yamim o asar. Let the young girl stay with us yamim days o asar, or 10 of something. Ma yamim, what does it mean days? Ilema tre yomi, if it means 2 days. Mishtoi inish hachi, do people talk like that? They bargain like that. That doesn't make sense. Omru le tre yomi, you bargain first for 2 days. Omaluhu lo, and someone would tell you no. Omru le asara yomi, would you ask for 10 days instead? If they already turned you down on 2, you're not going to go up to 10. Elamai yamim, what does it mean? Days? Shana. It's an expression referring to an entire year. Dechsiv yamim tihiye ge'ulaso. The word yamim refers to an entire year. And the word asar is a continuation of that thought. If you don't agree to a full year, meaning 12 months, then we're asking for 10 months. Now, the case that we've been dealing with is the case of a Naira. She's of age, but she still needs time to prepare. Skip 2 lines, and we continue at the end of a line. Amar Abzera, Tana, we learned. Ketana, this underage girl, less than 12 years of age, if that would be when the husband proposes that they move ahead with the marriage. Bein hi uveina via, both she or her father, Yecholim la'akev, could object and simply say that they want to wait until she's mature. Bishlama ihi matzi ma'akva, I understand that she can object. She feels she's not ready for marriage. She wants to wait till she's halachically an adult. El aviha, but regarding the father's objection, I don't understand. What does he have to lose? She's going into someone else's home who's going to take care of her. What's the problem? If she's agreeable, avia mai nafka lemina. What difference does it make to him? Answers the Gemara, Sovar, he has the right to say that he feels, hashta lo yada, right now, she doesn't appreciate what she's getting into. Lamacha mimrida, tomorrow, so to speak, things aren't going to work out so simply. She's still going to be very young. She's not mature enough for this. V'nafka, she's going to end up coming out of the husband's home. V'asya v'nafla ilavoy, and it's going to become my burden. And therefore, either she or her father could say that the 12-month clock of preparation of ornaments doesn't start because we want to wait until she's a gedola, until she's mature, halachically, legally, before she continues with this marriage. Let's drop down to right before the wide lines. Bogeres she'avru aleha 12 chodesh bebagrus. If you have an older girl, she's above 12 and a half, and she already had 12 months during her bagrus age period. V'niskatsha, and now she gets married in terms of kiddushin. And the husband says, I'd like to consummate and proceed with the chuppah. Nosim lo shloshim yom. You only give her 30 days. Ke'almana, like a widow, a person who was previously married, because she's assumed to be proficient regarding tachshitim, regarding these ornaments. And we have a fascinating concept here that until the girl reached the age, in their time it was bagrus, it was defined as 12 and a half, she was of marriageable age. If she spent 12 months during that time period, she would become proficient in the tachshitim. Likewise, we can assume the same basic concept in our time that true familiarity with tachshitim shouldn't or doesn't take place until the girl is of bagrus comparable age. In our time, that's probably approximately age 18. And at that point, even if she wasn't mikudeshes to a specific man, she becomes proficient in the different awarenesses of tachshitim. The Torah Tmima observes that this concept of 12 months actually can be found as well in the book of Esther, ki ken yimlu'u yimei merukehen, because that's how the ornaments were practiced, and you made sure that the right ornaments, and you prepared the person until she would go, in their case, to the king Ahasuerus. Torah Tmima suggests that that's an example of a king, and perhaps it wasn't much of a proof to our topic, but our Gemara invokes the case of Rivka as being described as preparing for the marriage with Yitzchak. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.